This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Over 80 times, including in the Gospel of John, the New Testament identifies Jesus Christ as the Son of Man. This name for Jesus Christ refers to his being human. A mortal body was prepared for him. In the incarnation, he entered that body. In that body, he experienced all that we experience, so it could be said of him, we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15. As man, he was able to be man's substitute in taking upon himself the sin of mankind and paying its dreadful penalty. He died physically as the Son of Man for our sins, was buried physically and raised physically from among the dead. He is the first fruits of those who, having believed, will be raised from among the dead. He is now the glorified Son of Man at the Father's right hand. The title Son of Man, however, doesn't focus only on Jesus Christ's humanity. Some passages speak of the Son of Man in heaven and of his coming in the glory of his Father, Mark 13:26. Other scriptures refer to the suffering of the Son of Man, Mark 8:31. Though all three emphases concerning the Son of Man are found, the primary emphasis focuses on his sovereignty, authority, and deity, Daniel 7:13-14. Though fully identifying with us as man, Jesus always was and is God. That's why you can trust him. He understands your humanness, yet as God, he can meet any need you have.